Welcome to Andrea After Dark. I am your host, Andrea, and tonight I have a new story for you to tell. I will be reading one off of Reddit. This is actually my first time reading it. I only read the title, and for some reason, I just found it a little bit interesting. I guess I can say the category of this story is about breeding. So breeding is actually a category that I have not spoken about, I believe so, on this podcast. So I thought it would be a little bit interesting to start the episode with a new fetish or kink. I'm not too sure what would be the right category that breeding falls under. Let me go ahead and find out. So I think breeding is a kink. Breeding is a desire to get someone pregnant without actually doing it or actually getting them pregnant. You just like the imagination, the idea of having sex and they get pregnant. For example, if you're having mind-blowing sex and you beg your partner to come inside you, then that is most likely a breeding kink. You just like the idea of him coming inside you and thinking possibly that it could get you pregnant. You find that hot. I mean, there's a lot of people that get turned on by that. I am not the one to tell you how to practice this breeding kink because it's very risky. I'm just gonna go ahead and read this story now that we all know what a breeding kink is. Impregnating a sixth girl. And then it says another Latina. So I imagine this person gets a lot of Latinas pregnant. I feel like Latinas are some of the ones that are known to be like always pregnant. Like they're always pregnant. All right. The next post is about the most recent friends with benefits that I ended up impregnating. This is the sixth confirmed girl I have gotten pregnant. Two more got pregnant as well. So this may be the eighth. We'll post about those eventually. She was from Mexico, had lived here in the States. She was maybe 12 or 13 from what I recall, and 3 years younger than me. 26 at the time we first met. We started talking through Snapchat, actually, and with my blunt flirtiness, I made it clear I was really only looking for a friends with benefits at that time. She indicated she would possibly be down for something like that, and we soon scheduled a day to meet up and hang out. She was still living with her parents, so she sent me the address to her cousin's apartment and asked me to come over while her cousin was at work. She said her cousin was cool with inviting me over. They were basically best friends. I got there and was glad to see her face and body matched her pictures. Definitely thicker than I thought she'd be, but I wasn't mad at it. She instantly poured me a shot of tequila. It was like 1 p.m. and we sat on the couch and awkwardly started talking for a little while. Eventually, she asked if I wanted more tequila and to go chill in her cousin's bedroom since there was Netflix in there. We took another shot, then went to the bedroom, laid down and put on some Netflix. Since she was the one getting us drunk and making the move to get us to bed, I had no doubts about going in for the move at that point. I leaned over and started kissing her. We made out longer than I normally would, but I really liked her juicy lips. I took the initiative from there and she removed my clothes so she could see my hard dick was ready for her. She was a little shy with removing her clothes, so I sat up and started sliding her leggings off. She had a black thong on underneath. I told her to take her shirt off, and she did, but she still held the blanket up to cover herself. I told her, "Don't be shy," and told her to show me her tits. She removed the blanket, and then I saw she had pierced nipples. I started sucking on them and leaving hickeys on her tit. Then I laid back and she started sucking my dick. I wanted to feel her pussy so bad at that point, so I flipped her over on her stomach, slid off her thong, and pulled her hips up to me so I could fuck her doggy style. She stopped and asked if I had a condom. I said, "I don't, but are you on birth control?" Of course, she said no. I said, "We'll be fine, though I want to feel your wet pussy anyways." She arched her back even more and leaned her ass back with my dick sliding into her wetness. I started fucking the hell out of her, and she was very loud. Maybe it was the tequila. I laid her flat on her stomach at one point and kept fucking her from behind while she was laying flat. I got really deep at this point. She tensed up and let out a nice orgasm scream. And then she felt so wet. So I then busted so much and so deep in her pussy as I slapped her ass, leaving a nice red handprint on her. Once I pulled my dick out, my cum started pouring out of her pussy. I came a lot. Her cousin's sheets were completely ruined. She invited me back a few days later. This time, we went right to it. She was way more confident. She rode me raw. No mention of condom this time. And I came in her again. She got a plan B the next morning. A week later, we did the same. She said she loves the feeling of my cum in her. I had her addicted to the feeling of it. We became very steady friends with benefits and hooked up very often over the next year and a half or so, with some gaps between. We fucked at her cousin's place mostly, even when the cousin would be there. She didn't care at all, and we just take her bedroom over and ruined her sheets. Some days, I'd had her come out from work on her lunch break, and she would ride me in my truck, leaving my cum always dripping out of her. Other times, when her cousin's place wasn't an option, we'd go to her parents' house and fuck on their couch when they weren't home. Or we would even get a hotel room where we would fuck for hours on end. I came in her pussy every single time. We fucked and she never got on birth control. Eventually moved a few hours away. Her and I haven't spoken in several months. But before I moved, we met up at her cousin's place and fucked again. Her cousin was there, and when I got there, she graciously opened the door to her bedroom so I could fill her cousin's pussy up one last time. Months later, I texted her to see how she was doing, and she told me something unexpected. Should have expected it, though, of course. She had gotten pregnant, not on our last hookup, but our hookup prior to that. And she didn't want to tell me. She got an abortion, which bothered me. She didn't tell me. But that was it. That was how I got a sixth or eighth girl pregnant. She has since reached out again recently and says she misses the feeling of my cum in her and wants to feel it again. So there is the story. It was pretty interesting, and definitely practice breeding like the safe way if you don't want to end up pregnant. I think I'm going to read one more story. This story is called "I Blew My Best Friend." I usually spend my lunch hour scrolling, but things had changed recently. I was always pretty eager to get a cock in my mouth, but had never really given much thought to actually sucking off my friend of many years. Past few years, our friendship took a different path. A path which led to him and I having lunch in his car in a parking lot surrounded by the hustle and bustle, and well, I had him for lunch. Started pretty much immediately, making out, but I had never been able to control myself much around a hard cock. I stroked him through his pants. Honestly, I'm not sure he had ever been with someone who enjoyed it as much as I do. He was starting to see a completely different person than the one he'd known. An eager, horny, desperate cocksucker, hungry for cum, and it clearly excited him. We pulled away from each other's mouth and said, "Will you take it out, please? I want to taste it." I don't think I have ever seen a man look so excited. I reached for his cock as he unzipped his pants and tucked them down. It was lovely and large, hot and firm in my hand as I stroked and watched his eyes roll back in his head. I enjoyed stroking him, but my mouth was watering and I asked, "Can I suck it?" He said, "Go ahead." I bowed my head down in his lap and placed my hot, wet mouth on his cock head. I heard him moan. I was enjoying feeling how much he wanted it and must have wanted it for quite some time. I moaned and sucked, filling my mouth with his hard cock, slurping and throating it, hearing him moan. He let go a bit more. We weren't concerned with anyone around. He took my head in his hands and pushed me down on it, moving his hips, grinding into my mouth, fucking it. I sucked it powerfully and steady like a good girl, losing my breath and getting wetter as he started to tell me he was going to come in my mouth. I was just a vessel for him to use, so aroused that his grip on my head bobbing me up and down on his cock. He pushed me all the way down, kept me there for a while, pumped his cum in my mouth and down my throat. I worked to get every drop of it. Not wanting to make a mess, he was bracing himself still when I came up. I knew he had never had it that good before. I was happy I did such a good job. He just kept looking at me. He asked if I was okay because he pushed me down and was worried I choked. I said that was my favorite part. He drove me back to work. I wasn't hungry anymore. I gotta say, I think the last story was my favorite instead of the breeding story. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I will put all my information in the description box so you can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, and OnlyFans. And I appreciate all of you, and I hope that all of you have a great rest of your week.